Introduction. Let's cut right to the chase. Being a man is tough. Men have always been the protectors, the providers, the ones who come in early to the job and leave late to make sure their wives and kids have everything they need, or the poor GI in the foxhole who's the only one standing between the desolation of war and his family back home. This relationship between men, their families, and their societies has held since David slew Goliath 3,000 years ago, and it will probably remain the case for another 3,000 years. What has changed in the last few decades, especially since the rise of the internet, is how confusing being a man is these days. A single Google search for masculinity, or manhood, will give you millions upon millions of hits. If you're looking for advice on becoming a man or cultivating your masculinity, it seems like 10 different self-proclaimed gurus will give you 30 different opinions. Sometimes they'll give you a lot of new ageish advice about awakening or finding enlightenment through introspection or occasionally drugs. But most of the time, you'll see them talking about being an alpha. In fact, for many of the loudest guys who think they're experts, the so-called alpha male is not only an ideal, but an idol. Alphas are supposed to only care about making as much money as possible and bedding as many women as possible. Building up a community and cultivating a group of genuine friends, as opposed to merely a crew, between whom there are no real bonds aside from the pursuit of the next sexual or financial conquest, are all alien concepts to the alpha. Indeed, many of these types often disparage any display of altruism or even long-term thinking, period, as beta behavior. Obviously, you can't build a functioning society, or even a small-scale family, business, or any sort of lasting legacy on short-sighted avarice and self-centered materialism, given how that's the only vision of masculinity all too many of the most prominent teachers and influencers are selling these days. It's no surprise that so many young men, especially those most in need of guidance, are feeling lost and adrift in today's culture. But what if I were to tell you there's an alternative? What if there were a type of man possessing confidence, assuredness, and prodigious inner strength, but without the self-serving and short-sighted outlook of the stereotypical alpha? This book is all about that higher type of man and how he can beat the alpha at his own game without becoming consumed, obsessed with, and ultimately destroyed by the pursuit of material goods as the alpha often is. This book is all about the Sigma man. The Sigma man isn't someone you hear a lot about, and certainly not as much as the Alpha. To an extent, that is both intentional on the part of most Sigmas and inevitable, given the nature of being a Sigma. Sigma males tend to be quiet, low-key, and often unassuming at first. This generalization isn't to say they mind being praised or appreciated for their efforts. Who does? The difference between him and an alpha, however, is that the Sigma is more focused on his own goals, his own standards and beliefs, holding himself accountable to a moral code, and building up his own sense of self-confidence and self-satisfaction. Additionally, the Sigma is focused on building positive, genuine, and mutually beneficial relationships with his friends, both males and females, as well as the important woman in his life with whom he wants to build a family. The Alpha, on the other hand, is all about being the center of attention, thus making him dependent on external validation. That kind of attitude can take you far in life for a while, but it won't give you the sort of inner strength you need when times are truly hard, not merely annoying.